Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We continue our segments here. Shifting gears just a little bit, going to talk about a weekend event coming up here to benefit Special Olympics Kansas. So we got two guests in studio joining me here today. Kristen Gugisberg, who is with Special Olympics Kansas. What's your official title there?
I'm a sports and program manager.
Okay. And we welcome you here. Thanks for coming out this morning. Rachel Pate is here as well, Corporal Rachel Pate with the Riley County Police Department. She's also the president of the Fraternal Order of Police. Good morning.
Morning.
Pleasure to have you both in here for a very exciting event here coming up. A lot of people are familiar with, I'm sure, and that is the Polar Plunge that's happening this Saturday. When and where on Saturday?
Sure. We will be out at Tuttle Creek again this year. For those familiar with the event, it started out at Tuttle Creek. We've gotten creative with it in the past, moved it to town in an above-ground pool. But we are back at the lake this year at the swim beach just across the dam. We plunge at noon, but registration starts at 10:30. So we'll be out there pretty much all morning. We'll wrap up the plunge. Usually it only takes about half an hour, maybe 40 minutes max. And then we've got a few things going on after the plunge, too.
All right. So how many plungers do you have at this point?
Yeah, I haven't looked since over the weekend, but we're, I think, somewhere between 50 and 60. And typically, that's pretty good for us. Being in a college town, there's always college students who sign up last minute. So I anticipate we'll have somewhere closer to 80, 90 out there plunging on Saturday. So yeah, lots of community members. We've got a local Manhattan Special Olympics team who will bring a bunch of people out from the community and the high school. And then we've also been recruiting at K-State. So I anticipate we'll see quite a bit of college students too.
All right. Rachel, are you taking the plunge on Saturday?
I don't get to take it this year, but we do have about 12 representatives from RCPD that are really excited to go out and plunge.
Very cool. And this is for a good cause, really. I mean, usually if it's colder, that's when it's a little tougher, but it looks like it's going to be 58 on Saturday, so not really that bad of weather to plunge.
Yeah, I mean, there's been times where we're like scraping ice to find a spot to plunge into. When we did the above ground pool, there was a time when like the water would slide out of the pool and immediately freeze onto the ground. So this won't be so bad. It's still going to be cold, so that'll be nice. The water will still be cold, but it won't be icy cold, so...
What makes doing it out of Tuttle maybe more unique than some of the other places you've done it at?
Yeah, it's funny. I actually did a survey to kind of get an idea of what people in Manhattan wanted. And most, I would say somewhere around 60 to 70% of them said they like being out at Tuttle Creek. It's just fun being in a natural body of water, running into the water. It's just more of an experience, I think, than jumping into a pool. And so lots of people like it. The lake's just kind of a fun, unique atmosphere. So,
well, I know that you've both been tied to this event for quite some time here. Kristen, starting with you, how long have you been involved with Special Olympics Kansas, and what motivated you to be involved with this?
Sure. So I started with Special Olympics Kansas in 2014. So it has been a little while. Again, we've kind of played with this event, just trying to figure out what makes the most sense. But it's always a fun event. Our local team is just really great. I really enjoy working with our coaches and athletes. It's just a really fun group. They're so energetic and passionate. They're just fun to be around. They make going to these events a lot of fun, and they really love the Polar Plunge. You'll see a lot of Special Olympics athletes as well as coaches and family members out there. So they're just a fun group to be around. All the money raised from this plunge stays local. It'll go to either tournaments for them or they do have their own plunge team that will retain some of their fundraising as well. So it's just a really fun event, and seeing the faces that benefit from an event like this is really fun too.
Rachel, how long have you been involved with the Polar Plunge?
Since 2016 is when I took over as the RCPD rep. And actually, growing up, my older brother, he was a Special Olympics athlete out of the Kansas City area. So it was cool to watch him and now be involved and see these amazing athletes and all the things that they can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's not just the plunging that's going to happen on Saturday. There's also, you know, there's other aspects of this. There's the costume contest. Mm-hmm. People really go all out for this.
Yeah, there's costume contests. I'm blanking on what our official theme
is. Opposite day.
Yeah, it's opposites. Yeah, like hot, cold, or villain and hero. So there's all different ways you can go with that. But we have the costume contest. There's kind of a fundraising contest that's going on right now. We'll have a highest fundraiser, largest team. Like Rachel mentioned, she recruits really well within RCPD, so they have their own kind of competition going on internally over there. So, yeah, we'll hand out some plaques and some prizes that morning as well.
Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, hashtag polar opposites. Looks like that's the theme here. And so if you have a Batman and a Joker or, you know, K-State, KU, something like that, you know, possible costume ideas, I suppose.
There you go. Yep.
So you'll have the awards there and good stuff. Is there still time to get involved with this if they're hearing this on the radio today and, I'd like to participate. Can I do that?
Absolutely. So we've got a website out there called plungeks.org. If you go there, you'll see all the different locations around the state. But Manhattan will be there listed. You can still register. You can still come out and plunge with us. We'll even take registrations that morning if you want to come out. I know some people don't really like the online format, so if you want to bring money that day, you can do that. We've got donuts for the first 100 checked in. We've also got the RCPD food truck will be out there making hot dogs for everybody after the plunge. So definitely still time to get signed up and get involved and come check us out. Even if you're not interested in plunging, we encourage people to come just watch the plunge, to cheer on the athletes, to cheer on any community members they know that are going to take the plunge. It's just kind of fun to watch people freeze. So,
no doubt. Well, and again, 58, it's still not warm. The water's probably still going to be pretty cold out there. So it'd be fun to watch that. And Rachel, I know you mentioned you're involved with Special Olympics and also with the Fraternal Order of Police. You guys do all sorts of neat events throughout the year with the FOP. Do you do anything specifically with Special Olympics with the FOP?
We do, and actually the FOP made a $1,500 donation to the RCPD team, and then they also are donating the food that the food trailer is going to cook this weekend. But we do the law enforcement torch run, we do tip a cop and cops on top, so we're really involved with Special Olympics, and the membership and the RCPD employees really enjoy that.
Yeah, okay, well that's cool. And if people don't want to plunge, I imagine you could also just make a donation. And that's always appreciated.
Yeah, that plungeks.org page, you can go there and go to the Manhattan site, and then you can kind of see who our teams are, who they're comprised of. RCPD's got a team. We've got a few K-State groups who have a team. The Manhattan Sports Club is their name, has a team. That's the local Special Olympics team. You could donate to any one of them. You could donate to any of their members if you wanted to go directly to someone on that team. Or you can just make a general donation. So, of course, we appreciate that. I think we are all kind of coming out of COVID, but a lot of nonprofits are really just trying to ramp up fundraising from everything that we lost over the last few years. So any way you can support us, whether you come out and watch or whether you donate online, is great.
All right. Very good. And again, Manhattan's one of 11 cities participating in this. So it's nice that we have a plunge here. I guess it would have been before COVID, the last time I've been to a plunge. I didn't actually plunge, but I saw some other folks. It was down in Emporia, and it was pretty cold that day. And I have to say, if nothing else, it's fun to come check out and hang with these people because it's a really neat community event.
Yeah. And our plunge is the same day as Lawrence's plunge. That's on purpose. We always do that because it's a good motivation for me and then my Lawrence counterpart to really ramp up participation. But yeah, the way Manhattan rallies around this event is always really fun to see. There's always a good crew.
I imagine there'll be a little competition there, too, if it's Manhattan and Lawrence.
Absolutely, yeah. We always try and get the college groups to kind of take ownership of that and say, okay, we got to outrun, we got to out-fundraise Lawrence. And it's pretty close. I know the Lawrence plunge is very, very heavily college-based, and so their numbers, they're very deceivingly low until the day of, and then they skyrocket up. So it's good motivation for us.
Very cool. Okay, well, again, it's this Saturday, and again, the plunge is at noon, but you can show up before there to get registered.
Don't have to get there super early. 10:30 is when we'll start checking everybody in, but anytime before about 11:45, you can show up and get checked in. If you haven't registered online, I'd recommend coming out a little bit closer to 11:30. Make sure we get your waiver signed, get you a T-shirt, but then we'll plunge right at noon.
All right. Anything else we haven't covered here?
Nope, I don't think so. Big thank you to RCPD for helping us. We've also got a representative from Junction City Police Department who's been helping us plan, as well as Pot County Sheriff's Office. So it takes a team, and we're really grateful for the support we've got here.
Very cool. All right. Again, Polar Plunge this Saturday, Tuttle Creek State Park. Be sure to check that out. Kristen Gugisberg, Rachel Pate, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. More in Focus continues in just a couple minutes here on News Radio KMAN.